Gwinnett County health officials say a resident is recovering from West Nile virus. It's the third suspected case in the state this year. On the whole, mosquito-borne illnesses have been on the rise since 2004. I talked with Roxanne Connolly of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She says so far, this summer has been slow, but it's too soon to tell how the year will add up.
We are in the middle of mosquito season right now. Typically, we see these the West Nile and other mosquito-borne diseases from July going into the fall. So we're just sort of in the midst of the season right now.
Yeah. Is climate change, do you think, a factor at all in this rise in mosquito-borne illness?
Well, we know that, rising temperatures certainly make better conditions for mosquitoes, that they like hot weather and water, so rainfall certainly helps mosquito populations to thrive. But there's a lot of things that play a role in disease transmission. So we're not just looking at temperature or rainfall. There's a host of other variables that play a role in that as well.
A couple years ago, there was widespread concern, I won't go so far as to say panic, about Zika. But that concern has really seems to have died down. And lately, we've heard a lot more about tick-borne illness really being a danger. What mosquito-borne illnesses do we still need to be concerned about?
Well, in the continental U.S., the big one we need to be concerned about is West Nile. There are still travel cases reported of Zika and dengue, chikungunya, but the ones that are occurring, within our country, within the local mosquitoes, is West Nile virus.
Besides just, common sense stuff, wearing bug spray, don't go outside at dusk, what can we do to stay safe from these kinds of illnesses?
Well, you actually hit on the main two. If you're going to be outside and you're going to be, sometimes we don't know that mosquitoes are out, but, if you're in the southeast in the summer, you're going to encounter mosquitoes pretty much anytime you go outdoors. So the thing is to just always be aware of that, the way you dress, putting on bug repellent if you're going to be outdoors working or playing in any sort of outdoor activity. You want to make sure that you protect yourself from the bites by wearing EPA approved repellents.
Last year, the National Association of County and City Health Officials found that most mosquito control programs they categorized as needing improvement. What can communities do better to control their mosquito populations?
If you're talking about at the community level, there are certainly things that, wearing those repellents so that you're not feeding the mosquitoes and allowing them to continue their life cycle. But you can make sure that you're doing cleanups around your home and even communities can participate in cleanup days where you're getting rid of things that hold water. You can have, tire amnesty days are conducted a lot of times by communities, and you basically take your tires to get them disposed of properly so they're not sitting around and collecting water and producing more, making a mosquito habitat. But getting rid of things around your home that are attractive for mosquitoes is something a community can do.